Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, welcome to Malignos Ritual Workshop, online radio, Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing out there? Finally, we got this together, whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to do things in, order, So the Lebowski Pajama Bowling Band Party, June 17th, 2017. Hold on. Check this out. Let me tell you something. This is so cool, man, because I really believe, my thoughts are I feel I'm hitting something. But so now, if you could just hold on for a second and just picture this, okay? And I have to use these words because, it's how it has to be, because, nobody else is doing it, so I got to do it. So Monarch Blood Entertainment presents July. That's right, people, July, the Reanimator Fan Club fucking rock show. I wanted to say the death rock, death metal. I just call it rock show. Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? All these fucking genres. And that's why it's a multi. I just want people to know this is a multi genre deal here. You know what I mean? So there's no, it's a really cool thing. So, but anyway, besides that, so getting back to what is coming, and that is, immediately, and that what this whole segment is about, which is the number 33rd segment of Malignos Ritual Workshop online radio, Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Chris Black, and I'm trying to tell you guys something. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you there's a fucking party going on, and a pajama contest hosted by none other than Ms. 44, which is the lead singer of Letters to Sam, my band. We are, we're all working together and we're all, trying to do the best we can to make this thing happen. And it's happening. So if you want to come down, it's going to be a really cool thing. It's got a bar and grill, 21. To consume adult beverages. But before that, there's the $7 at the door. So, and you know what? I want to tell you, in the future, we will have the, a little device where if you want to pay with your credit card, you could be, but not right now, not this time. I've been looking into all that, and that actually, I'm telling you, a lot of people may want that. You never know. I'm just putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a pretty cool thing. And anyway, so other than that, we have the bands, okay, headlining, the Swords of Fatima. Motherfucking Swords of Fatima. I first heard Swords of Fatima in Jawbone Canyon. Jawbone Canyon, sorry. And it's the Dung Mummy 2016, I believe. And that's where we were able to, Jack Nice was able to record what you might find on YouTube, and that's Narcissist, which I don't know. I mean, I hope people know that that's, like, the title of the song Narcissist for Chris Black, The World, is not what it is. You know, it's supposed to be obvious, but what it is the discrepancies that we have in life, and, you know, things that we are, like, don't want to stand for, even though the owners of the world are doing their thing, and, you know, we're saying our thing. So that's what I'm saying. But you know what it is? It's actually, you know, it's very a sarcastic lash at this one time. I was in a group, and you could say it was like a psychology group. Oh, no, not psychology group. I'm sorry. Scratch that. It was like a philosophy group, you know? It was very much like philosophy group. And so we would, you know, talk about a lot of shit. And one day I just said, you know, shit's not right. You know what I mean? I forget. It was something at the time. something to fight about. You know, something's not right, you know. And I know that I'm always, there's a lot of weirdness going on in the, you know, in our country, in leadership. And so I have a lot to say about that. And so, you know, and there's a lot of things connected to it. It doesn't have to be one issue. You know what I mean? So it's just strange. But then, you know, I don't want to get into that, but that's why my point is about this, even this whole venue is, you know, even though I try to talk about the financial end of it, you know what? It's really about unity. And so, and I was trying to say that about my song. So, yeah, that's Narcissist. It's like, you know, somebody called me a narcissist because I cared about all these things. You know, and so they're like, oh, God, you're such a narcissist because I care about all these things. Are you kidding me? And that's why I fucking named the song Narcissist. But I think the rest of the world twisted about that. But it's okay. So you got to, you know, check on that shit. But anyway, big shout out to Chaotic Artworks. And the truth is that none of this would even be possible, okay? And this is the truth. None of it would even be possible without the dragon behind Chaotic Artworks. That's the truth. my partner in everything that I'm doing, so it wouldn't be possible. I mean, you know, it's happening. Things are going on. Things are happening. And I can finally say that, and I know I joked about this a lot of, I mean the last episode, I believe. And I said that, you know, it's like a miracle, you know what I mean? Because everything is, you know, you don't hear me. It was like a couple years ago when I was talking about well, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I know before I used to say a lot that, you know, I wanted things to happen, but, you know, it didn't happen, and it took time. I don't know why it took that long, because, you know, I was doing the same thing and not thinking the same thing and responding to the same things and explaining myself in the same way and ideaing shit around me, you know, morphing into whatever I could. And I mean, not whatever I could, but whatever I could see around me and working with that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always the type to just fucking see what I got and be like, all right, let's do it like this. And so I guess maybe this is the first time. And it's meant to be. You know, it's not, at first I was like, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, it's a cool little place. So the venue is going to be really cool, man. And the pajama contest is going to be really, really interesting. You know, I got my own little thing, which is pretty cool. See what happens with that. I don't know. Maybe. I might win. I don't know. Got a little surprise. But, and so, you know, they got the bowling going on, and, you know, I think it was, not saying this in like a bad way, but it was kind of like a pun, towards the, title. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but you could do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? As long as you come in, check us out, you know, come to the show. And people that are bowling are allowed to purchase drinks, but that's it. Can't come in and start playing pool and be like, oh, we're playing pool. And I'm like, nah, no way. Not going to have it. You know, it's not, you know, I was saying something about it being like, you know, like the price, but you know, the prices, let me tell you, I think they wanted it to be really high, and I was like, wait, no way. Like, I don't know. Like, it's too much. You know what I mean? So I feel bad. And, you know, and that's the way it's going to be. I mean, it has to be like that, because I actually have no choice. So it's cool. It's a good price. $7. You know what I mean? Come on. I should be, there's other places charge like 9, 8, whatever. I don't know. $7, man. Are you kidding me? What else? There's going to be tables there. A lot of stuff, you know, art. I'm going to most likely, put some jewelry out there. It's going to be cool. What else? Yeah, man, there's a lot of shit going on. So, you know, a lot of, I haven't even told anybody anything, because Friday night was the craziest night, man. Let me tell you something. I was so fucking into this energy, right? Because even though we're talking about the fucking show, this is Malignos Ritual Workshop Radio, motherfucker. All right? So I'm going to tell you. You know, I've been working with the Esu. You know, and so, whatever his name is, you know, they have so many names. But the basic name, kind of like, I believe the oldest name is Elegbara. And then maybe Legba. And then Elegua is like, kind of like other cultures coming and saying, oh, that's what it is, you know, so it's okay, it's not an insult, you know, you gotta understand, other people fucking have the right to, you know, express themselves, I mean, the cultures, and say, oh, that's what this is, and it's not a bad thing, because I remember a couple of years ago, people like arguing over the Esu, the Egzu, saying this is the, and I really, you know what I mean, I respect, I totally, believe me, people got me the wrong way. I will admit what I don't believe in. And, you know, certain people get offended, like, you know, so because of the rules of this, you know, energy. So it's an Orisha, the African spirit. And it's very powerful. It's powerful. But obviously the truth is, you know, that it is channeled through you who you are, you know? And so I believe for me, I don't know, it could be a throat chakra thing for me, you know what I mean? I don't know, it could be. So a lot of things have been happening, you know? I don't know exactly when, oh man, I can't remember. It was like a couple of weeks ago, and we were, you know what? I can't really remember what it was, but I had made a chain. I mean, I had made an Aleke daughter, and, you know, I just said, you know what, let me start rocking it. I like that. I'm not taking it. I'm just saying I'm wearing it. I'm gonna readjust it and everything too. But I love it. It's for me, even though, you know, I'm sticking to what's not simple, but something to use, and you just use it. You use it for your life. You know what I mean? So this Eshu, you know, is like, I don't know, it matches so many things. It's weird. It's hard to explain. You know, there's a lot of things that correlate, you know, and this energy, especially, and as so many people, like I know, will say no and disagree and all this stuff like that. But for me, it does, because it showed itself to me. So if anybody cares, you know, whatever, I don't care if you get mad and want to argue about it. I'm not going to argue with nobody about nothing, but I'm telling you, like, well, my thoughts, you know what I mean? And it's not that I don't care about other people's thoughts. In fact, the whole idea of me speaking about it is because I want to know more. I don't have $40,000 motherfucking dollars to get fucking initiated, really. I don't have, to be honest with you, I don't fucking have $400 to go to Long Beach and get the fucking, all four, whatever, I think it's 600 to get all four warriors, which is crazy because, you know, the truth is if I'm going to do it, you know, I actually respect this one dude, this elder in, forgive me, Santa Ana, right? I'm not going to say who it is, but the dude is so right about so many things. At one point, he said, "Oh, you want to be initiated? Because you come here all the time, and you work with me." And I was like, "Holy shit!" And I thought, "Wait a minute, I'm in the middle of this weird thing, and I was homeless. You know what I mean?" And I never forgot it. But you know what? I'm not stupid, because I know I wasn't ready at the time. I was fucking homeless. What the fuck am I gonna do? You know what I mean? What was I gonna do? The thing is that there's a right way to do things, and it's the legal. It's legal, the way that I'm going about it. It's weird. I know it's hard to imagine that, right? It's legal in the United States. This issue, you know? So anyway, so ever since, the whole point of this, you know, little change in conversation was that it's working. Things are happening. You know what I mean? Things are so different now, and so I'm glad. And thank you, Eshu, Exu, Esu. Whatever, all the crossroads spirits, whatever the spirit calls themselves, the crossroads spirit, it's not related to it, doesn't look like it, I don't care, I'm just saying it is what it is, it's cool, and it's happening, and I'm glad, and so I like it, you know, and I like to tell people about it, you know, the red and black, man, red and black, and that's what it is, like, you know, people don't understand, also white and black, you know, but red and black, you know, I like that. And there's a lot of things, you know, that pertain to ideas of, you know, past history people that, you know, you respect people's opinion in a sense that at least listen to see what they say. And all the time, I never agree with somebody 100%. There's always like something I might not agree, but I hold on to certain truths and certain sciences and certain ideals because they're evident to me, you know, and I'd be a fool not to, because it's for me. So if you do, everybody does the same thing, you know. So and with that, I say that's why I believe that we're here. We're here at this place with the Pajama Bowling Band Party, June 17th, 2017, in Tarzana at Corbin Bowl in the Performance Hall. $7 at the door. Bar and grill, 21 to consume adult beverages. That's going to be really fun. Pajama contest hosted by Ms. 44 and first, second, and third prizes, which we still got to get. I got some stuff. But we still got to get some more stuff. It's okay. It's good. I have all the self-faith in the world that this shit's going to manifest. Because it's already manifest. And don't forget, there's things going on the side. So there's some names, you know. You want to check out Letters to Sam. Headlining is the Swords of Fatima, and we got Live to Kill, Letters to Sam, Shams 93. We have Berserk, by the way, which is gonna fucking blow everyone away. That shit is just amazing. I believe Berserk will go on before Letters to Sam. I'm not sure yet right now. That's what I'm thinking. And then Shams 93, and then Infinite Seas, I believe. And then Chris Black the World, which, believe me, I don't even care. I know I'm probably going to have like maybe 1, 2, 3 songs, maybe 4. If I can get 3 songs off, but believe me, it's a lot more than what's going on. So, or maybe 4 songs, And that's cool. I don't care. I'm just happy for that. And just a heads up, you know, it's going to be cool. Big shout out to Jack Nice and Hermetic Records, something that we're trying to build up. And, you know, it's getting there, you know what I mean? I don't think that we're in any kind of process to, like, you know, we're not in the beginning stages. So, you know, obviously, you know, it's different. It's not, I don't think, to me, you know, the way I see it, I mean, I don't think it's just about, you know, signing any contracts really, you know. It's deeper than that. It's about people working together, people seeing that when something is really worth investing in, that you do it, that you move forward in it, not just like sit around and talk about it and say that you're gonna fucking do it, that you really do it. You know what I mean? And that's what I had to do, because, you know, at time, you know, for me, I don't know about anybody else. Nobody can. I got fucking kids, man, and they're fucking already big. They're already big. I was supposed to be a grandfather and then shit didn't work out. So, but I can't fuck around no more. So, you know, it's time. I got this, you know, I got things to do, and I got to move forward. And so I'm hoping people move forward with me. You know what I mean? Friday night was crazy. So I was talking about the ESU, and I wanted to lead into another thing, which was some kind of energy, you know what I mean? And it's like not a singular thing, like we're talking about these spirits, like it's this like wave, and the wave passed, and it was just so unruly. But what was so weird about it, you know, this current that I felt Friday night, was that it was this thing that was like saying, you know what? It was like you were a little kid and you were like running through a field and you're like, ah, you just, you know, and it's, I know it's kind of weird, but I'm just saying it like that because, you know why? Because it's like this release and, you know, you just, it's okay. Like I put this post out there and I said that being a little passionate and a little having a little unbridled lunacy in your life doesn't hurt anybody. You know, you got to joke around and go crazy. Even if it's the worst joke in the world, you don't care. Just do it. Be authentic, man. You know, don't get mad. Don't get scared. Don't care about what people say. People get, you know, offended or whatever. You know what I mean? Because you know why? People are always talking shit. And they're not going to stop. So, you know, you just do what you do and not care. You know what I mean? And if anybody got a problem, then hey, that's whatever. But, yeah, and I'm sorry I coughed. I know that's like coughing, saying, I know all the, listen, I know all the rules of the FCC and the procedures and the suggestions of the FCC. And so I'm not saying that I don't care. I'm just saying, oh, my God, please leave me alone. So I don't care. I mean, it's not really, believe me, it's just not coming from a bad stance. It's just, let me breathe. Let me fucking talk. And that's it. I don't care. So I'll do whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care about the or the, you know, stopping and then the silence. That's like the one thing, like I could imagine. I don't remember the call letters, but like, even like Z100 in New York City, you know what I mean? I could imagine the DJs stopping or saying or not being like, and today we shall try the open. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just think that's funny. And that's not me. And it'll never be me. Okay. So anyway, by the way, this is like the first fucking episode in maybe 2 years where I swear to God that I don't feel like it was hacked, because for a long time I couldn't enter my information or specific information, even my name, only the title of the show. And for so long I tried and I was like, what, why can't I do this? And I think maybe Blog Talk took it offensively. But I had no idea. Listen, I'm not a fucking computer person. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do stuff to help people, and people get in my goddamn way because they don't understand. Because how the fuck do I know? You know what I mean? So I couldn't put my name in it for a long time, and then all of a sudden today, I was like, oh my God! And I hit the one little cog, and I was able to type my name, and then all of a sudden, everything's fucking working. There's the loaded file, audio file with the little meter that I used to see a long time ago with the volume and everything. It's all working. So I guess maybe there was a misunderstanding. I'm just, you know, whatever. Hey, I follow the rules. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying. I'm trying to do everything I can to do what's right. So big shout out to everybody out there. Come on by June 17th. And heads up for Monarch Blood Entertainment. I'm about to make a Facebook page. You know, I have no choice. I got to do it because, you know, whatever. I just got to hurry up. I got to do it. And so look out for Monarch Blood Entertainment. So we're going to be doing the Lebowski Pajama Bowling Band Party June 17, 2017. And then in July, look out for the Reanimator Fan Club Rock Show, which is going to be as fuck. And people are going to get fucked up and have fun. You know, no fighting, no bad thing. You know, I don't feel that. I don't feel that at all, which is pretty cool. I love that because, oh, my God, all in the East Coast, Jesus Christ, let me tell you. Oh, my God, it's always a fight. So I like this. I like this. I like the California, you know, I like the vibe. So, and thank you for anybody that's listening and people are supporting. Big shout out to Poral. She's always, you're always supporting us. We love you. Thank you. And all the people out there, friends on Facebook, Google Plus, MySpace, Twitter. All right. So the base of all this is Black the World Inc. And Chaotic Artworks. And so all the things we're building around that. And so thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom to everybody who understands what that means. Okay? Peace out.